课堂听 class.com。
人物地理篇，
Now listen to the passage.
Passage 1, Mary, Queen of Scots. Mary was Queen of Scotland about 400 years ago and was one of the most tragic queens in British history. Born in 1542, her parents were a French noblewoman and James V of Scotland. Her father died when she was just 6 days old. For her own safety,Mary was sent to France at the age of 6. She was married 3 times. Her first husband died after 2 years of marriage, and her second husband was assassinated. A few months after the assassination, Mary married an earl. This angered her subjects, who suspected participation of her husband in the murder of their king. She flew to England to ask for help,from her cousin, Queen Elizabeth I. Instead, she was imprisoned. After 19 years of trying to obtain her freedom, she was charged and found guilty of taking part in a plot to kill Elizabeth. Mary was imprisoned in a castle in 1587. She was only 44 years old.
The second and third readings, you should begin writing now.
Mary was Queen of Scotland about 400 years ago. Mary was Queen of Scotland about 400 years ago.And was one of the most tragic queens in British history. And was one of the most tragic queens in British history.Born in 1542, her parents were a French noblewoman and James V of Scotland. Born in 1542, her parents were a French noblewoman and James V of Scotland.Her father died when she was just 6 days old. Her father died when she was just 6 days old.For her own safety, Mary was sent to France at the age of 6. For her own safety, Mary was sent to France at the age of 6. She was married 3 times. She was married 3 times. Her first husband died after 2 years of marriage. Her first husband died after 2 years of marriage. And her second husband was assassinated. And her second husband was assassinated. A few months after the assassination, Mary married an earl. A few months after the assassination, Mary married an earl. This angered her subjects, who suspected participation of her husband in the murder of their king. This angered her subjects, who suspected participation of her husband in the murder of their king. She flew to England to ask for help from her cousin, Queen Elizabeth I. She flew to England to ask for help from her cousin, Queen Elizabeth I. Instead, she was imprisoned. Instead, she was imprisoned. after 19 years of trying to obtain her freedom. After 19 years of trying to obtain her freedom, she was charged and found guilty of taking part in a plot to kill Elizabeth. She was charged and found guilty of taking part in a plot to kill Elizabeth. Mary was imprisoned in a castle in 1587. Mary was imprisoned in a castle in 1587. She was only 44 years old. She was only 44 years old.
The last reading.
Mary was Queen of Scotland about 400 years ago and was one of the most tragic queens in British history. Born in 1542, her parents were a French noblewoman and James V of Scotland. Her father died when she was just 6 days old. For her own safety, Mary was sent to France at the age of 6. She was married 3 times. Her first husband died after 2 years of marriage, and her second husband was assassinated. A few months after the assassination, Mary married an earl. This angered her subjects, who suspected participation of her husband in the murder of their king. She flew to England to ask for help from her cousin, Queen Elizabeth I. Instead, she was imprisoned. After 19 years of trying to obtain her freedom, she was charged and found guilty of taking part in a plot to kill Elizabeth. Mary was imprisoned in a castle in 1587. She was only 44 years old.
Now listen to the passage.
Passage 2. Cape Kennedy. Cape Kennedy is a wedge-shaped bit of sandy land which juts into the Atlantic Ocean. It is about halfway down Florida's eastern coast. After the death of President John Kennedy, it was renamed Cape Kennedy in his memory. It is from Cape Kennedy that the NASA launches satellites and tests rockets and missiles. It was chosen as a launching site because its location is ideal for space projects. It is also near the chain of islands which serve as tracking stations. This is the course over which our rockets are tested. Tall towers, painted with red and white stripes, stand along the ocean front.
Scientists and engineers must supervise and direct steps of the launching. High wire fences surround them. Telescopes, radio, and radar equipment are housed within the missile area. Cape Kennedy will serve as the launching site for many flights around the Earth. Certainly, Cape Kennedy is the center of one of the most exciting adventure stories of the 20th century.
The second and third readings you should begin writing now.
Cape Kennedy is a wedge-shaped bit of sandy land. Cape Kennedy is a wedge-shaped bit of sandy land. Which juts into the Atlantic Ocean. Which juts into the Atlantic Ocean. It is about halfway down Florida's eastern coast. It is about halfway down Florida's eastern coast. After the death of President John Kennedy, after the death of President John Kennedy, it was renamed Cape Kennedy in his memory. It was renamed Cape Kennedy in his memory. It is from Cape Kennedy that It is from Cape Kennedy that the NASA launches satellites and tests rockets and missiles. The NASA launches satellites and tests rockets and missiles. It was chosen as a launching site because its location is ideal for space projects. It was chosen as a launching site because its location is ideal for space projects. It is also near the chain of islands which serve as tracking stations. It is also near the chain of islands which serve as tracking stations. This is the course over which our rockets are tested. This is the course over which our rockets are tested. Tall towers painted with red and white stripes. Tall towers painted with red and white stripes. Stand along the ocean front. Stand along the ocean front. Scientists and engineers must supervise and direct steps of the launching. Scientists and engineers must supervise and direct steps of the launching. High wire fences surround them. High wire fences surround them. Telescopes, radio, and radar equipment are housed within the missile area. Telescopes, radio, and radar equipment are housed within the missile area. Cape Kennedy will serve as the launching site for many flights around the Earth. Cape Kennedy will serve as the launching site for many flights around the Earth. Certainly, Cape Kennedy is the center of one of the most exciting adventure stories of the 20th century. Certainly, Cape Kennedy is the center of one of the most exciting adventure stories of the 20th century.
The last reading.
Cape Kennedy is a wedge-shaped bit of sandy land which juts into the Atlantic Ocean. It is about halfway down Florida's eastern coast. After the death of President John Kennedy, it was renamed Cape Kennedy in his memory. It is from Cape Kennedy that the NASA launches satellites and tests rockets and missiles. It was chosen as a launching site because its location is ideal for space projects. It is also near the chain of islands which serve as tracking stations. This is the course over which our rockets are tested. Tall towers, painted with red and white stripes, stand along the ocean front. Scientists and engineers must supervise and direct steps of the launching. High wire fences surround them. Telescopes, radio, and radar equipment are housed within the missile area. Cape Kennedy will serve as the launching site for many flights around the Earth. Certainly, Cape Kennedy is the center of one of the most exciting adventure stories of the 20th century.
Now listen to the passage.
Passage 3, Antarctica. If you flew in an airplane over the continent of Antarctica, you would look down on a great sheet of snow and ice. The snow and ice slopes gently from a central plateau around the South Pole towards the sea. Along the coast of Antarctica, sharp mountains rise up from the snow. Huge masses of ice, called glaciers, slide between the mountain ridges toward the sea. At the sea's edge, tremendous icebergs break off the glacier and float away. They are often enormous in size. Beneath the snow and ice of Antarctica lies land. Snow piles deeper and deeper on top of the land and hardens into ice. In some places, it is 3 miles deep. Most of the land beneath the snow is a great land mass. A chain of smaller islands is nearby. The islands and the landmass are joined into one continent by a thick blanket of ice.
The second and third readings you should begin writing now.
If you flew in an airplane over the continent of Antarctica, if you flew in an airplane over the continent of Antarctica, you would look down on a great sheet of snow and ice. You would look down on a great sheet of snow and ice. The snow and ice slopes gently from a central plateau around the South Pole towards the sea. The snow and ice slopes gently from a central plateau around the South Pole towards the sea. Along the coast of Antarctica, sharp mountains rise up from the snow. Along the coast of Antarctica, sharp mountains rise up from the snow. Huge masses of ice, called glaciers, slide between the mountain ridges toward the sea. Huge masses of ice, called glaciers, slide between the mountain ridges toward the sea. At the sea's edge, tremendous icebergs break off the glacier and float away. At the sea's edge, tremendous icebergs break off the glacier and float away. They are often enormous in size. They are often enormous in size. Beneath the snow and ice of Antarctica lies land. Beneath the snow and ice of Antarctica lies land. Snow piles deeper and deeper on top of the land and hardens into ice. Snow piles deeper and deeper on top of the land and hardens into ice. In some places, it is 3 miles deep. In some places, it is 3 miles deep. Most of the land beneath the snow is a great land mass. Most of the land beneath the snow is a great land mass. A chain of smaller islands is nearby. A chain of smaller islands is nearby. The islands and the landmass are joined into one continent by a thick blanket of ice. The islands and the landmass are joined into one continent by a thick blanket of ice.
The last reading.
If you flew in an airplane over the continent of Antarctica, you would look down on a great sheet of snow and ice. The snow and ice slopes gently from a central plateau around the South Pole towards the sea. Along the coast of Antarctica, sharp mountains rise up from the snow. Huge masses of ice, called glaciers, slide between the mountain ridges toward the sea. At the sea's edge, tremendous icebergs break off the glacier and float away. They are often enormous in size. Beneath the snow and ice of Antarctica lies land. Snow piles deeper and deeper on top of the land and hardens into ice. In some places, it is 3 miles deep. Most of the land beneath the snow is a great land mass. A chain of smaller islands is nearby. The islands and the landmass are joined into one continent by a thick blanket of ice.
Passage 4. The Golden Bridge. "Tomorrow we will see the Golden Gate Bridge," said Peter. Peter's father smiled, but said nothing. The next morning, his father took Peter to the bridge. Peter first saw it from far away. How big it looked! But the bridge was red. "The bridge isn't golden. Why is it called the Golden Gate Bridge?" Peter asked. "It is named for the Golden Gate, which is an opening in the land. Water from the sea comes through this opening into San Francisco Bay," Father said. When Peter got home, he sent a letter to a California paper. He said the bridge should look golden. He also sent $14.78 with his letter. He wrote, "This money is to help paint the bridge gold." Many people read Peter's letter in the newspaper. Some people sent money. A big company gave real gold to make gold paint. A paint company made the paint. But some people still wanted the bridge to be red. How about you? Tomorrow we will see the Golden Gate Bridge, said Peter. Peter's father smiled, but said nothing. The next morning, his father took Peter to the bridge. Peter first saw it from far away. How big it looked! But the bridge was red. The bridge isn't golden. Why is it called the Golden Gate Bridge? Peter asked. It is named for the Golden Gate. Which is an opening in the land. Water from the sea comes through this opening into San Francisco Bay, Father said. When Peter got home, he sent a letter to a California paper. He said the bridge should look golden. He also sent $14.78 with his letter. He wrote, "This money is to help paint the bridge gold." Many people read Peter's letter in the newspaper. Some people sent money. A big company gave real gold to make gold paint. A paint company made the paint. But some people still wanted the bridge to be red. How about you?
Passage 5. The Hands-On Museum. For many years, the Hands-On Museum has been popular with both adults and children. True to its name, the museum is a place where you can lay your hands on any exhibit you like and satisfy your curiosity to the fullest. In fact, all the exhibits are yours to fiddle with. Here you could feel with your hands those fossil birds and insects which had lived hundreds of thousands of years ago. You could put your ear on a bee nest hole to hear bees humming. Visiting a museum like this, children enjoy themselves as much as the grown-ups do. There are many puppets for kids to play with. There is also a big sandbox to make sand pictures in. Here, you could not only touch and feel the exhibits, but even make a little mess without feeling too guilty about it. Obviously, the hands-on policy helps people build a connection between learning and experimenting. It puts the wonder of science at your fingertips. For many years, the hands-on museum has been popular with both adults and children. True to its name, the museum is a place where you can lay your hands on any exhibit you like and satisfy your curiosity to the fullest. In fact, all the exhibits are yours to fiddle with. Here you could feel with your hands those fossil birds and insects, which had lived hundreds of thousands of years ago. You could put your ear on a bee nest hole to hear bees humming. Visiting a museum like this children enjoy themselves as much as the grown-ups do. There are many puppets for kids to play with. There is also a big sandbox to make sand pictures in. Here, you could not only touch and feel the exhibits, but even make a little mess without feeling too guilty about it. Obviously, the hands-on policy helps people build a connection between learning and experimenting. It puts the wonder of science at your fingertips.
Passage 6. Bermuda Triangle. Many chilling stories are told of the Bermuda Triangle, a mysterious area of the Atlantic Ocean. During the past 30 years, the Triangle has claimed the lives of some 1,000 seamen and pilots. Among sailors, it is known as the Triangle of Death. None of people's investigations has produced convincing answers to the mystery of the triangle, but there is no shortage of interesting theories. Some scientists and popular authors go so far as to suggest that the triangle is the hunting ground of aliens in search of human beings. Officially, the U.S. Navy does not recognize the triangle as a danger zone and is convinced that the majority of disappearances in the triangle can be attributed to the area's unique environmental features, Also, the triangle is one of only two places on Earth where a compass needle points to true rather than magnetic north. Whatever the truth may be, planes and ships disappear in the triangle with regularity. Many chilling stories are told of the Bermuda Triangle, a mysterious area of the Atlantic Ocean. During the past 30 years, the Triangle has claimed the lives of some 1,000 seamen and pilots. Among sailors, it is known as the Triangle of Death. None of people's investigations has produced convincing answers to the mystery of the triangle. But there is no shortage of interesting theories. Some scientists and popular authors go so far as to suggest that the triangle is the hunting ground of aliens in search of human beings. Officially, the U.S. Navy does not recognize the triangle as a danger zone. And is convinced that the majority of disappearances in the triangle can be attributed to the area's unique environmental features. Also, the triangle is one of only two places on Earth where a compass needle points to true rather than magnetic north. Whatever the truth may be, planes and ships disappear in the triangle with regularity.
Passage 7, Oxford. Oxford University is made up of a collection of many different colleges and institutions, each with its own history and characteristics. There are other surprises that learners discover about the city and the university. Oxford is a home to a wide variety of nationalities and ethnic groups, and one of the most popular social events is a night out at one of the town's Latin American dance clubs. The city also has a thriving Asian community. There is also a mouth-watering selection of Asian restaurants serving Indian food, as well as shops stocked with exotic vegetables and fruits. The city has attracted such a diverse population partly because of the university, but also because it is an important industrial center. It's famous for car manufacturing, among other things. But in spite of large industrial areas, the old of the city center has remained surprisingly unspoiled. Oxford University is made up of a collection of many different colleges and institutions. each with its own history and characteristics. There are other surprises that learners discover about the city and the university. Oxford is a home to a wide variety of nationalities and ethnic groups. And one of the most popular social events is a night out at one of the town's Latin American dance clubs. The city also has a thriving Asian community. There is also a mouth-watering selection of Asian restaurants serving Indian food, as well as shops stocked with exotic vegetables and fruits. The city has attracted such a diverse population partly because of the university. But also because it is an important industrial center. It's famous for car manufacturing, among other things. But in spite of large industrial areas, the old of the city center has remained surprisingly unspoiled.
Passage 8. Walt Disney. As a young artist, Walt Disney often worked late in his studio. One night he heard some mice in his wastebasket. He captured them and kept them in small cages on his desk. One of these little creatures became his particular friend and gave him the idea for the famous cartoon character Mickey Mouse. In 1928, Mickey Mouse first appeared in a cartoon film. When sound was starting to be used in movies, Disney immediately made his Mickey Mouse talk on the movie screen. Spectators, old and young, were delighted. Mickey became a great success and has since won the hearts of millions. Mickey is a wonderful clean mouse in a cleaned-up world created by Walt Disney. Movies about Mickey Mouse have been popular with spectators everywhere around the world ever since it was created. In the following years, so many characters have brought great amusement and laughter to children and adults alike. Walt founded his Disney empire on his popular cartoon characters. As a young artist, Walt Disney often worked late in his studio. One night he heard some mice in his wastebasket. He captured them and kept them in small cages on his desk. One of these little creatures became his particular friend and gave him the idea for the famous cartoon character Mickey Mouse. In 1928, Mickey Mouse first appeared in a cartoon film. When sound was starting to be used in movies, Disney immediately made his Mickey Mouse talk on the movie screen. Spectators, old and young, were delighted. Mickey became a great success and has since won the hearts of millions. Mickey is a wonderful clean mouse in a cleaned-up world created by Walt Disney. Movies about Mickey Mouse have been popular with spectators everywhere around the world ever since it was created. In the following years, so many characters have brought great amusement and laughter to children and adults alike. Walt founded his Disney empire on his popular cartoon characters.
Passage 9. Mermaid. In a harbor in Denmark, perched on a rock, waves gently lapping around her, sits a statue of a mermaid. She has the body of a beautiful maiden down to her waist. Below that, she has the body and tail of a fish, glittering with shiny scales. She combs her long hair with a golden comb. The mermaid is a creature from ancient European legend. Mermaids are imaginary beings. They are supposed to live under the waters of oceans and rivers. Occasionally, mermaids are said to appear on land dressed like humans. They can easily be recognized as part of their clothing will be wet. The legends say that mermaids sometimes lure sailors to their deaths. They sing so sweetly that the sailors let their ships crash against the rocks. Many songs, stories, and poems have been written about them. One of them is the famous The Little Mermaid. In a harbor in Denmark, perched on a rock, waves gently lapping around her, sits a statue of a mermaid. She has the body of a beautiful maiden down to her waist. Below that, she has the body and tail of a fish, glittering with shiny scales. She combs her long hair with a golden comb. The mermaid is a creature from ancient European legend. Mermaids are imaginary beings. They are supposed to live under the waters of oceans and rivers. Occasionally, mermaids are said to appear on land dressed like humans. They can easily be recognized as part of their clothing will be wet. The legends say that mermaids sometimes lure sailors to their deaths. They sing so sweetly that the sailors let their ships crash against the rocks. Many songs, stories, and poems have been written about them. One of them is the famous The Little Mermaid.
Passage 10. Pyramid Builders. Three pyramids were built at Giza about 4,500 years ago. They are one of the seven wonders of the ancient world, and they are the only one still in existence. Modern engineers wonder how the pyramids could have been built. The laborers had no wheeled vehicles to help move the heavy blocks of stone. Instead, they moved the stones forward by sliding them on logs. For years, experts thought the laborers were slaves forced to do the work. New discoveries, however, have led them to believe the laborers were not slaves. They were Egyptian citizens. They probably served as laborers for a set period of time. Marks found on some of the pyramid's stone blocks support this idea. Experts say the marks are the way the laborers signed their work, to show they were proud of what they built. The marks appear in the ancient form of writing for terms of laborers. Three pyramids were built at Giza about 4,500 years ago. They are one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. And they are the only one still in existence. Modern engineers wonder how the pyramids could have been built. The laborers had no wheeled vehicles to help move the heavy blocks of stone. Instead, they moved the stones forward by sliding them on logs. For years, experts thought the laborers were slaves forced to do the work. New discoveries, however, have led them to believe the laborers were not slaves. They were Egyptian citizens. They probably served as laborers for a set period of time. Marks found on some of the pyramid stone blocks support this idea. Experts say the marks are the way the laborers signed their work. To show they were proud of what they built. The marks appear in the ancient form of writing for terms of laborers.
Passage 11. Coca-Cola. As the 20th century draws toward an end, Coca-Cola, a little more than a century old itself, stands out as the most successful product in the history of commerce. People on every continent and almost every country of the world are familiar with the name and taste of this world-famous soft drink. Coca-Cola was born in the United States on May 8, 1886. Nowadays, the Coca-Cola bottling system is the largest, most widespread production and distribution network in the world. Coca-Cola and the Olympics began their association in the summer of 1928. 40,000 spectators filled the stadium to witness two firsts: the first lighting of the Olympic flame and the first sale of Coke at an Olympic game. Many people outside the United States had their first taste of Coca-Cola during World War II. In the next 20 years, the number of countries with bottling operations nearly doubled. As the 20th century draws toward an end, Coca-Cola, a little more than a century old itself, stands out as the most successful product in the history of commerce. People on every continent and almost every country of the world are familiar with the name and taste of this world-famous soft drink. Coca-Cola was born in the United States on May 8, 1886. Nowadays, the Coca-Cola bottling system is the largest, most widespread production and distribution network in the world. Coca-Cola and the Olympics began their association in the summer of 1928. 40,000 spectators filled the stadium to witness two firsts: the first lighting of the Olympic flame and the first sale of Coke at an Olympic game. Many people outside the United States had their first taste of Coca-Cola during World War II. In the next 20 years, the number of countries with bottling operations nearly doubled.
Passage 12. Cowboys. Some people think a cowboy wears all those fancy clothes just because he likes the way they look. No, that's not it at all. Everything a cowboy wears helps him be a better cowboy. That big hat shades his face. In the rain, it becomes an umbrella. He uses his hat to dip water and even to give his horse a drink. The red handkerchief is around his neck. Often he pulls it across his mouth and nose as protection from swirling dust when driving cattle. His high-heeled boots keep his feet from slipping, and when he gets off his horse to rope a steer, he braces himself by digging the high heels into the ground. A cowboy does many kinds of work. Each spring and fall, the calves must be rounded up for branding, and cattle must be driven to railroads for shipping. Some cowboys go to Hollywood to act in Western movies, but some of the big Western stars started out as cowboys working on ranches. Some people think a cowboy wears all those fancy clothes just because he likes the way they look. No, that's not it at all. Everything a cowboy wears helps him be a better cowboy. That big hat shades his face. In the rain, it becomes an umbrella. He uses his hat to dip water and even to give his horse a drink. The red handkerchief is around his neck. Often he pulls it across his mouth and nose as protection from swirling dust. When driving cattle, his high-heeled boots keep his feet from slipping. And when he gets off his horse to rope a steer, he braces himself by digging the high heels into the ground. A cowboy does many kinds of work. Each spring and fall, the calves must be rounded up for branding. And cattle must be driven to railroads for shipping. Some cowboys go to Hollywood to act in Western movies, but some of the big Western stars started out as cowboys working on ranches.
Passage 13. The Red Cross. A Swiss banker was traveling in northern Italy in the year 1859 when he witnessed the horrors of a battle between France and Italy. At the end of the battle, some 40,000 dead and wounded lay on the battlefield. Amazed by the sight of so much suffering, he organized a volunteer service to help in feeding and caring for the wounded soldiers. Men and women and even boys and girls worked side by side, nursing friend and foe alike. Then he published a book in which he described vividly the scenes of pain and distress he had witnessed, and suggested that a relief society should be formed to give help to all those wounded in wars. This book was a great success. It was read by many rulers and statesmen in Europe. As a result, a conference was held, and representatives from 17 states were present. It decided to form an international relief organization. The Red Cross came into being. A Swiss banker was traveling in northern Italy in the year 1859. When he witnessed the horrors of a battle between France and Italy. At the end of the battle, some 40,000 dead and wounded lay on the battlefield. Amazed by the sight of so much suffering, he organized a volunteer service to help in feeding and caring for the wounded soldiers. Men and women and even boys and girls worked side by side, nursing friend and foe alike. Then he published a book in which he described vividly the scenes of pain and distress he had witnessed. And suggested that a relief society should be formed to give help to all those wounded in wars. This book was a great success. It was read by many rulers and statesmen in Europe. As a result, a conference was held. And representatives from 17 states were present. It decided to form an international relief organization. The Red Cross came into being.
Passage 14. The Nobel Prize. Every year when the Nobel Prizes are announced, there is a great deal of publicity about the winners. This is because winning the Nobel Prize is considered by most people the highest honor that can be achieved in certain particular fields of work, such as chemistry, physics, medicine, and literature. There is also a Nobel Peace Prize awarded for efforts on behalf of peace. The curious thing about these prizes is that they were started by a man who did a great deal to help the sciences. Nobel was born in 1833. Among the things which he invented was dynamite. He felt a need to do something noble for the world. Nobel was also a poet. He thought that literature and science were the most important factors in human progress. When he died, Nobel left a fund of $9 million. The money was to be used in giving prizes to those who made outstanding contributions in physics, chemistry, medicine, literature, and the advancement of world peace. Every year when the Nobel Prizes are announced, there is a great deal of publicity about the winners. This is because winning the Nobel Prize is considered by most people the highest honor that can be achieved in certain particular fields of work. Such as chemistry, physics, medicine, and literature. There is also a Nobel Peace Prize awarded for efforts on behalf of peace. The curious thing about these prizes is that they were started by a man who did a great deal to help the sciences. Nobel was born in 1833. Among the things which he invented was dynamite. He felt a need to do something noble for the world. Nobel was also a poet. He thought that literature and science were the most important factors in human progress. When he died, Nobel left a fund of $9 million. The money was to be used in giving prizes to those who made outstanding contributions in physics, chemistry, medicine, literature, and the advancement of world peace.
Passage 15. The National Park Service. America's national parks are like old friends. You may not see them for years at a time, but just knowing they're out there makes you feel better. Hearing the names of these famous old friends, Yellowstone, Grand Canyon, revives memories of visits past and promotes dreams of those still to come. Redwood National and State Parks are home to some of the world's tallest trees, old-growth coast redwoods. They can live to be 2,000 years old and grow to over 300 feet tall. The more recent logging history has led to much restoration of these parks. The Golden Gate National Recreation Area is one of the largest urban national parks in the world. Established in 1972, as part of a trend, it makes national park resources more accessible to urban populations and bring parks to the people. The care and preservation for future generations of these special places is entrusted to the National Park Service. America's national parks are like old friends. You may not see them for years at a time, but just knowing they're out there makes you feel better. Hearing the names of these famous old friends, Yellowstone, Grand Canyon, revives memories of visits past and promotes dreams of those still to come. Redwood National and State Parks are home to some of the world's tallest trees, old-growth coast redwoods. They can live to be 2,000 years old and grow to over 300 feet tall. The more recent logging history has led to much restoration of these parks. The Golden Gate National Recreation Area is one of the largest urban national parks in the world. Established in 1972 as part of a trend to make national park resources more accessible to urban populations and bring parks to the people. The care and preservation for future generations of these special places is entrusted to the National Park Service.